Healing and gratitude. The story about Naaman, who was a Syrian, a non-Jew, had leprosy, and the Samaritan and others who had leprosy, reminds us that God does heal us. God is concerned about our welfare, spiritual and physical. Of course, with regards healing and illnesses, we note that there's four types of illnesses or sicknesses. There's the physical, the emotional, the psychological, and the spiritual. There's four dimensions to the person, and in four ways, therefore, we can be injured, hurt, or suffer. So often, when we see someone with a bandaged arm or their leg in plaster or patch over their eye or some obvious external wound, it evokes compassion or empathy from others. But let's not forget this internal physical harm. If someone might have a bad back or sciatica, you don't see that, but they can equally be suffering. And of course, we ought not to dismiss, and today we don't, mental illnesses, people who have schizophrenia, bipolar, anxiety, those things we don't see externally, and yet they can cripple someone, their internal injuries. And of course, there's emotional damage done when someone's been betrayed or hurt. We don't see those either, but they do exist. And lastly, because we're spiritual beings, we're neither animals nor angels, we have body, soul, composite, we can also, through sin, injure our soul. And sometimes people are weighed down for years by the guilt of their sins, which can be taken away in the tremendous sacrament of healing penance. And with regards sins, we note today being the 13th of October, it's the anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima, who 102 years ago warned the world if it didn't stop sinning, there'd be a war. And if we didn't stop sinning after that war, there'd be another war, the First and the Second World Wars. Well, I don't think we've stopped sinning. So if calamity has come, we know the cause. Our Lord has given us the antidote through his mother. Pray, especially the rosary, each day, and do penance. And that message is still in great need of being heard by the world today, and perhaps we'll hear it in a rather different fashion in the future. Anyway, providence will dictate what happens there. But there are the four ways we can be injured, and God has given us through his sacraments, two in particular, a healing remedy. As you know, there are seven sacraments that Christ gave to his church. The church is the custodian of the sacraments. The church can't change the matter and form of the sacraments, they're basic how they work. And three are to get us up and going. They're called the sacraments of initiation, baptism, Holy Communion, and confirmation. Two are social sacraments. Most of you have one. That's the sacrament of matrimony. I have the other, the sacrament of the priesthood or holy orders. They both build up the church, one physically and one spiritually. Then, of course, the two sacraments of healing, anointing of the sick and the sacrament of penance. And they both actually work. And when God heals the soul and sometimes heals the body through the anointing of the sick, we ought to be gracious and thank him for those gifts. Why don't people thank him? Why is it that we have so many baptisms and I see people walk out of the church after a baptism and they never come back, or they rarely come back? They're certainly not there on Sunday. It's a little bit like the lepers, I think. 10 were healed, 1 came back. That's 10%. Well, they say 10% of those in the church practice. Why don't the other 90%? Well, like the lepers, they're, okay, now, everything's fine, I'll go and do my thing. The point being, when everything's fine, we don't think we need God. It's only when things aren't fine, when we're suffering, or there's turmoil, or tribulation, then we turn quickly to God. But we should always be gracious and express our gratitude towards him for the great gifts he gives us, grace, in his sacraments. Because they're tied to natural things like bread and wine and oil and water, perhaps we take them for granted because they're ordinary realities. But never dismiss that the ordinary plus God's grace brings about extraordinary changes in us. And that's what happened to Naaman. Notice he had to bathe 7 times. That's an allusion, an indication of the sacramental system that Christ would set up. I know too that with regards to the one who came back, the one person who was healed of leprosy, who came back to Jesus and thanked him, he wasn't a Jew, he was a foreigner. And sometimes people coming into the church from perhaps being an atheist or agnostic or someone who is different or Muslim, and they've come in, and because they've come from the outside in, they appreciate so much more what we Catholics or cradle Catholics take for granted. Anyway, this foreigner does come back and is healed now, not just physically, but our Lord says, stand up and go on your way. Your faith has saved you. So there's an internal spiritual healing as well. That's the bonus he gets for being gracious. Today, as I speak, in Rome, there will be a woman standing in the congregation as Pope Francis canonizes Blessed Cardinal Newman. And she is most gracious. In fact, she's there because she was cured, healed by this great English theologian. Let us recall that Cardinal Newman died in 1890. It seems like a long time ago, but in the church's language, it's not. He was 90 years old when he died. He lived half his life as an Anglican, a scholar, a priest, and then the other half as a Catholic. He was an Oxford scholar, as I said. He is a mathematician, a man of literature. He knew his languages, Greek and Hebrew, and his theology very well. And because he was such an academic, he'd go and study the church's teaching. He was an Anglican, the Anglican church's teaching. And through his study, he came to realize that the church Christ founded wasn't the Anglican church. In fact, Henry VIII brought about the reality of the Anglican church. So he came back to the church fathers and through them became a Catholic. And in doing so, ostracized himself from the, you might say, church hierarchy. And his career just dissolved before him. He eventually became a Catholic priest, then a cardinal for his great pastoral and theological insights. He was a giant, prolific in writing and a very sharp mind. Though not popular by all means, especially in certain quarters of England, he did leave a mark on the church. And for that reason, we acknowledge him today as a great English theologian. If you pick up the Catholic Catechism of the church is on issue 2 in its history, you'll find there's 4 quotes or citations from Cardinal Newman. And that's noteworthy, especially his contribution with regards to the development of Christian dogma or doctrine. So we thank him today and we acknowledge him as a blessed becoming a saint. And here's the link, the woman called Melissa. Melissa is from Chicago. As you know, the church only canonizes people when there's an authentic miracle accredited to their name. What's that mean? Well, heaven exists, we can't see heaven, they can see us, and the saints are with God. And when we invoke their assistance, if they're with God, and God so decrees, through them comes the graces or blessings we stand in need of. And Melissa, married with 4 children in Chicago, had a devotion towards Blessed John Newman. Perhaps she read his works, perhaps she was inspired by his prayers, I don't know. But she had 4 children, she had miscarried the next, and then she had a difficult pregnancy. And in 2013, she was told by the doctors, mothers will understand this, that the placenta had broken away, partially removed, and also there were blood clot issues with regards to the child and herself. And she was told, look, the likelihood of losing the child is very high. Go and rest. In other words, don't move. And maybe something will happen. Anyway, she had 4 children. I don't know how she can just rest. But her husband was off doing something. He was away. And she felt bleeding. Anyway, she rushed to the bedroom, or the bathroom. And she was losing the child. And she said a simple prayer. Blessed John Newman, stop the blood. Heal me. Perhaps she said, please, I don't know, but that was the prayer, very succinct and to the point. And at that moment, she was healed. She felt better, nothing was happening. She went and looked after her children, and next time she went to the doctor was amazed after the ultrasound that everything was absolutely normal, impossible, couldn't happen. Well, it did. Cardinal Newman healed this mother, Melissa, who's now in Rome, present as the Pope canonizes Blessed John Newman. And today she's there giving thanks to God, expressing her gratitude for the blessings she has received. Like, may we do likewise when we receive the sacraments, give thanks to God, and so too we, like Melissa, may be blessed.